This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Open Doors have once again released their World Watch List report, which analyses persecution of Christians around the world. Mike Gore is the CEO of Open Doors. He joins me now. Hi, Mike.
G'day, Katrina. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Look, it's never good news with this, is it? Has ISIS and the situation in Syria worsened persecution for Christians this year?
Yeah, it has definitely. We've seen in the media so many reports about the nature of life in general in places like Aleppo in Syria, and now that's obviously had an impact on the church there. One of the things that's really important to note in that whole situation is that both Christian, Muslim people are being caught up in it. But one of the things I really love about our ministry is that Open Doors, we really equip the local church to be the hands and feet of Christ. And so what we're seeing even in places like Aleppo is churches having community programs that are reaching out and changing the lives of those people who are being displaced by this war. And so, yeah, life has got worse for Christians in those areas, but in the middle of that, we're seeing the church stand up and do what it does best, and that's serve the community, and we get a chance to breathe life into that. So I love it.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing some positivity to the situation. It's interesting to note that Syria, however, is sixth on the list of the top 10 places for persecution, which seems a little surprising. There's quite a few countries where the situation is worse for Christians.
That's right. Each year, Open Doors release what's called the World Watch List. It's a indexed ranking of the toughest places on earth to be a Christian. It's something, I guess, that really sets our ministry apart as this reliable, trustworthy and well-researched list that ranks nations around their difficulty of being a Christian. And as you said, Syria this year is number six on the list, and countries ahead of it are countries like Sudan and Pakistan, Afghanistan. And what's a really surprising one for me is that at number two this year, which is one place behind North Korea, is Somalia. But more than that, North Korea has been number one for around 16 years, and it had really daylight between it and second place. This year, Somalia is literally one point in the rankings behind North Korea.
So things have gotten a lot worse in Somalia then?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Somalia is a really interesting one. It's a country of around 11.4, just under 11.4 million people. And from what we believe, there are only about 100 out of 11.4 million people, 100 Christians. The main persecution driver in Somalia is Islamic extremism. When you marry that, I guess, with a lot of the lawlessness over there, even just the suspicion that you've given your life to Christ can result in your death.
So have all the Christians just left, have they, Mike? Is that why there's no Christians there?
No, it's more than that. It's just so difficult to even follow Christ that most of them have been killed. Not a matter of leaving. It's that when you give your life to Christ, more often than not in places like Somalia, it will cost you your life.
Wow, unbelievable. And what about North Korea? Because they are at the top of the list again. What do we know about life for Christians in that country?
Yeah, North Korea is a country, it's not dissimilar to Australia, about 25 million people in North Korea. I believe the Christian population there to be around about 300,000. The main source of persecution there is the communist oppression. And so life for Christians in North Korea is really difficult. I mean, I remember spending a lot of time with a lovely woman, 69 years old, who had been through 9 North Korean labor camps because of her faith. Her daughter had actually starved, a 21-year-old daughter had starved to death because of the famine in her arms, and her husband himself had been caught and then unfortunately killed in one of these camps because of his faith in Jesus. So life for Christians in North Korea is hugely difficult.
What about the rest of our region, the Asia-Pacific?
Well, Asia's a really interesting one, to tell you the truth. The biggest rises on the list this year are all from Asia. So India, Vietnam, Laos, and Bangladesh are the highest rising countries on that list, and they're all from that Asia region. And so what we often fail to realise that, I guess, the closest country to us, Indonesia, it's number 46 on the list of top 50 most difficult places to be a Christian. And that gives, I guess, a little bit more proximity to the nature of life for Christians, even in Indonesia.